Jacks won another, you know, Academy Award winning movie. I'm pretty sure it should say right there. Oh, yeah. Best Actress to Natalie Portman. One of those artistic thriller movies. It really, you know, picks your mind and tries to make you uncomfortable and disturb you and stuff like that, which it does a pretty good job of doing. So if you guys are into more, like, psychological trippy thrillers, Black Swan is your movie. It's pretty intense as well, so viewer be warned. Bohemian Rhapsody. Now, Bohemian Rhapsody got a lot of hate, but I liked it, so I bought it. I think Rami Malek did amazing. I think he definitely deserved the Oscar that he won off of this movie. But it really, it's a tearjerker. It makes you really appreciate your life and want to go out there, be who you are, who cares what people say, and just grab your dreams and be true to who you are. You know, one of those kind of movies. One of my favorite movies to show people that they haven't, like, you know, if you haven't seen the movie, this movie, and I'm phrasing this wrong, if you've seen this movie and have a friend that hasn't seen the movie, I love showing them this movie because the ending to Buried is one of the most insane endings ever. It caught me off guard, and it really just made me go, like, it was one of those moments where I'm like, no, that can't be it. That can't be it. There has to be more. Like, it's just, it's really good. Ryan Reynolds does absolutely amazing in this. So yeah, definitely check it out. It's a fun movie. I would watch it with a group of people, or watch it by yourself and then show it to the group of people and just wait for their reactions. Cabin in the Woods, another really, really good meta horror film that kind of just makes fun of every stereotypical horror film. The first movie of its kind, I would say, from what I know of, it's really interesting, and you can't really explain it without kind of ruining the plot. So I would definitely recommend checking out Cabin in the Woods if you haven't already. Really good horror film. And obviously, yes, little children, it's rated R. Beware. Captain America, The First Avenger. Really good superhero movie. I love it. Not much to say. Winter Soldier is probably still to this day one of the best Marvel movies in the entire MCU. Just wow, this was a long movie, but it is an adventure for sure. Then we have Child's Play. Oh, I don't know why it's all the way down there, but we'll get to it. Child's Play, the remake, or the new one that was somewhat of a remake, it kind of went in its own direction with technology. The voice is by Mark Hamill, which is pretty good. I didn't necessarily like it because it just, I feel like it should have kind of just been its own thing if this movie would have just not called itself Child's Play, not named it Chucky, and kind of taken that idea and made it its own and just stood on its own. I feel like it would have been a much better movie than them having to shove in, you know, oh, it's Chucky. Oh, I'll be your friend till the end. Oh, well, you know, just like the idea of a next generation Chucky is awesome, but I don't feel like they really brought it to its full potential in this one. Of course, we have National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation Steelbook. I'm a big fan of the National Lampoon movies. My parents used to show me them growing up all the time, and I was a big fan of them, so my brother ended up getting the Steelbook Special Edition, so I stole it from him and added it to my collection. And also, here we have the Chucky collection, the complete collection. But since I bought this, they added more. This one has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Chucky movies in it. The original Child's Play, Child's Play 2, 3, Bride of Chucky. Seed of Chucky and The Curse of Chucky. Since then, The Cult of Chucky and Child's Play came out.